We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you're buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kelly,
the host of Getting Real with Bossy, the real, raw, and honest podcast about small business ownership. With our experience, 9 businesses and over 25 years, we continue to bear it all and share what we wish we had known.
We move past the must-be-nices and start getting real. Come along as we interview small business owners and get the true story.
Leave with another tool for the next time you feel alone on this journey.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Real with Bossy, the podcast that shows you what it's actually like to be a business owner. We are your hosts, Kelly Bush.
And Kelly Metris.
How's it going?
Hi. We did it.
You are
surgeried. For the listeners who've been paying attention.
I am surgeried. Yes.
You're surgeried.
I have metal pieces in me now.
This is a great example of being a business owner. People don't really think of Bossy as a business, but it is. And you're on, what, day 2 of 9 screws and a plate? And here you are showing up and doing the work.
Exactly.
Feel kind of bad.
No, it's good. I need a break from sitting down and staring at the snow that just keeps coming. My mother keeps saying we're in a snow globe that keeps getting shook. You are right. And I'm sorry I can't help with the shoveling.
And honestly, no matter where you're listening from this week, it's probably cold there, especially if you're in the States. I'm pretty sure everyone in the States is cold right now. So it's not not just us up in New York.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So let's talk about the cold and you being locked into your house. So we're going to celebrate Hygge. Did I say it wrong?
I don't know. I don't know how to say it. The thing that Frozen taught us.
All right. So Hygge, which is spelled not Hygge, is from Denmark. And honestly, I only know it because of Frozen the musical. I don't think it's in the movie. I mean, think I'd remember the movie because my kids watched it 8 million times. But they have an amazing scene in the musical where who's the guy from the store? Anyways, him and a bunch of people do this whole dance. And it's amazing. Okay, Ham.
Hygge.
We were right. Okay.
Hygge. Yeah.
So Hygge essentially celebrates warm, cozy, embracing the downtime, restoration. I got my grandma made me an Afghan. Is that what these things are called when they have holes in them?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
For those of you listening, it's a holy blanket. She made it for me probably 30 years ago.
Wow.
And one of my kids is currently sleeping with it, but I stole it today for our Hygge.
Nice.
Got myself a nice cozy blanket, and we're surrounded in our snow globe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hopefully on some drugs.
I am. They're not working, but my doctor keeps messaging me, so hopefully we'll get a plan for that. Yeah, my Hygge is my mother's nice cozy house that I'm in, and there's right on the lake, so I'm just watching the snow come down everywhere. And I'm cozy inside under my blankets.
And you don't have to leave. Okay, upside.
Yeah.
You always got to find the upside. You don't have to leave your house. Like every time I leave my house, I'm like, how do I avoid doing this again today? Because it's legit like negative something with the wind chill right now.
Yep. So, there's no leaving.
There's no leaving. You could just stay warm and pretend it's not.
Mm-hmm. Just needs to stop by. February 9th is my post stop. So just needs to stop by then and I'll be good.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
For all of our sakes, I'd like to not be freezing February 9th. That's our goal. Okay.
So how do we create that in our business too? I mean, we can create it at home, but how can we set up that feeling at work.
Yeah. So we got to restore and strengthen, right? So we're going to take this time. And for most of us, I believe, maybe not all of us, it's kind of the slow season. It's January. People are out less. People are spending money less. We're post Christmas. We're post holidays. We're post, you know, craft sales and shopping local because people just aren't shopping as much. And with the weather being as it is, unfortunately, people are doing more ordering online, ordering delivery. So it's hitting a lot of us. And this is the perfect time because we can't control that.
Right.
To look at our businesses. And we've talked a lot last year about looking in detail in our businesses. But my thing I like to start with when it's slow is really assessing all the waste, whether, you know, you're scheduling too many people or you're ordering too much product or really looking at your operational metrics of what you're bringing in and what you're putting out and trim that fat.
Yeah.
It's
now's the time to do it.
When you're on the minimal side of things, when you're doing well, it's easier to waste money.
Absolutely.
Get rid of subscriptions. Unsubscribe, even though that doesn't cost you any money. It's mental space.
And all those things that we're holding on to, oh, I'm going to use that soon. Like all these little add-ons, like with your POS and website, all those other little things that we're paying for. If you're not using them, let them go.
Let it go. Oh,
let it go.
Look at that. We didn't even plan
that.
Let
it go. Let it go.
You're such a better singer than I. Even post-surgery, you're still a better singer than me.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. But so yeah, now's the time to do that. Is get rid of that stuff.
Look at your metrics and train people. It's really easy to see where people are falling behind when you're not so busy that you can't see all the details. Innovate. What didn't work? We talked a lot last episode and in our burning happy hour that we have to let go of things that didn't work. It's okay if they don't work. Get rid of them.
Yeah. If you have a brick and mortar, this is a great time to just kind of use that downtime to go through your stuff and start purging. That's what we're doing right now. It was really wonderful because obviously I can't be there. So, my kitchen manager was like, I'm going to help out and go like clean out the basement. So she was just going through stuff and I was just like, I just feel better. I feel more productive already. And having a clean, organized space will do that for you. You can just think clearer and know what you have.
When you're and she's like, yeah.
She's like, we keep buying this stuff and here is a whole box of it. I'm like, oh, right. Because when you're in it, you don't know. So this is a perfect opportunity to take that time.
Those are the times where I usually end up with, off-size cups at my house because it's too late to return them. And we can't use them in the restaurant. People are like, why do you have restaurant cups? I'm like, because I own a restaurant and Aaron's really bad at returning things.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to just leave them in storage or throw them out. Bring that stuff home.
Right. Oh, yeah, she's found these plates. She's like, I could do a really cool special with this. I'm like, well, that's genius. Do that.
Yeah. Cut the crap.
Cut the crap.
Release the energy, the nonsense. Let it go. Are you ready to sell? And it doesn't mean emotionally, but are your books ready to sell? We talked about that last year, and this is a great time to really look and see, are you set up for longevity? Because really, that's what people want to see if they're going to buy your business, but also what you want to see.
Right.
Are you in a place that needs to be fixed? Or are you in a place where tomorrow you could be like, you know what? XYZ happened. I really need to sell my business. And you don't have to do 8 months of work to do that.
Right.
Or get less for your business because you're not prepared.
Mm-hmm. Because it's never going to happen at the right time.
Never. And we even talked about financial planning for those crises, right? That we don't really think about taking care of our parents as something that we're planning for, right? Like that's a big one for people our age.
Yep.
And when you're a small business owner, I feel like people assume you have more flexibility. So we're going to take on more of those roles because it's easier for us than our siblings that might have 9-to-5s or whatever it might be. Be like, oh, well, you could take her to the doctor's office. You can take him here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we do. Then we work from the office.
Yep. So yeah, be ready for those things, right? This is the time to really prepare yourself for the storm of life.
Yes. Because it's coming.
So we got to make that store. Okay, here's an analogy. We're going to take this downtime, this hygge, and we are going to prepare ourselves, and it's going to transfer our businesses from a storm to a snow globe.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I just came up with that on my own.
You're so smart.
You keep singing and I'll come up with random analogies.
I love it. Well, and I brought all my merchandising stuff out so I could make a bunch of shirts too. So I'm going to come up with a little snow globe image for us.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it a snow globe. All mm-hmm. the pieces are going to fall into place.
Yep. And instead of snow falling, it'll be little rainbows and stars and lucky charms.
All the lucky charms. Yeah. Look at your strengths and weaknesses. What do you suck at?
What can you pass off? Yeah. And I think this is a good time to remind everybody, because you and I talk about this a lot. When you start to delegate, you just have to trust that you're making the right decisions and that things may not be getting done the way you would do it, but they are getting done. And that is, you have to accept that.
I was just talking to our friend Rosa, who's been on a couple of times last night, and she has it's a 4-box chart for things that need to get done for work. And there's obviously like urgent and important, and then all the way to not urgent and not important. Mm-hmm. Not urgent and not important. Important should just be empty.
Right.
Why did you write it down? But like not urgent, kind of important. That's the stuff you can delegate. That's the stuff that you're like, hey, I need you, because it's not something that has to be perfect. Because mm-hmm. if it was, it'd be urgent and important.
Right.
So yeah, breaking that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let it go. We're going to get sued by Disney.
Or be a sponsor, because they're so impressed.
Oh, we'll bring back. Didn't we have, we had Elsa on here.
Yes, we did.
Forever ago. Mm-hmm. We'll have to cut in some clips from talking to Elsa for this episode.
Yep. Disney on Ice. That was wonderful. That was a good episode. But this is also a good time to go back through our episodes from last summer and catch up on those, because we talked about a lot of this and the steps to take to get your books in order, to be prepared to sell, to be ready to handle when mom needs to go into the hospital, things like that.
And even for those of you that come from families that have more money, you know, what happens when your parents pass or the wealth gets transferred over? Is there a plan in place? Because that's going to affect your life in a major way. Mm-hmm. So we even talked about that last year.
Yeah, debt is good, but, you know, if you have the opportunity to start paying some off, what debt are you going to tackle? Because some you want to have on your books. Some of that you want to be able to play around with at the end of the year.
Yeah. And you need cash flow. So if debt equals cash flow, it's not always a bad thing.
Right.
Which is really hard because I hate debt. So mm-hmm. that's always a really hard one. I'm like, pay it off. And then I'm like, leave the money in the bank. Pay mm-hmm. it off. Leave the money in the bank. So you got to find that proper place, which is a great place for your accountant to step in.
Right. And utilize them. If they're not sharing that stuff, I mean, we've talked to people last year that, you know, their accountants are the ones who are balancing their books for them and they have no idea what their P&L looks like. You can ask for that stuff. That's their job. They have to be sharing that with you. If you don't know your books, you cannot make informed decisions.
Correct. I don't know how many times you said that last year, but for those that weren't listening, know your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your weakness, you need to figure out a way to be okay with it and a way to track it, even if it's just a monthly check-in of where am I at? These are the top three things that I need to monitor right now. Am I hitting the percentages I want to be at?
Mm-hmm. And we can help with that too.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's good to have another business owner look at your numbers, get in there. It's super helpful if you just have to get over that initial fear. Because nobody that you're going to be calling in to have a look at your business is going to be judging what you do. But they're going to know things. They're going to have ideas that you may not have had. They're going to have tips and tricks that they've gone through before. And we really need to start relying on each other this year, I think, more important than ever.
Yeah, so get that free help. And so the other thing you should be doing is thinking and acting on meeting and building those relationships with people who are doing better than you. Where's the person that's doing what you want to be doing or living the life that you want to be living with your business? Ask them for coffee. Get something warm.
Mm-hmm. Warm and cozy. A little hot cocoa date.
Yeah. Pick their brain. Embrace, right? Hugo's like a hug.
Yeah.
So you got to embrace those moments and really take advantage, because people want... We said it before, people want to help. They want to share. Small business is the backbone of our community, and small business owners know that.
Mm-hmm.
And the strength of us in numbers makes our community stronger. So it's good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Your biggest goal, we talked about that earlier in the month?
Yes.
Picking your goal for the year. Are you acting on that yet? If not, get a plan in place. How are you going to reach it? What's your long-term plan and what's your short-term? What are you going to do in between? What are you going to do every month, every week, every day, every whatever, every quarter?
Yep.
To get
I started.
Did you?
I aligned my ankle. So for my living in a year of alignment. So.
There you go. First step.
Mm-hmm.
With that damn surgery we've been talking about for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I know where I want to be in December. So I have my steps that I'm going to take to get there because I'm not going to end the year in chaos again.
And it always seems so far away, but then we have to remind ourselves that last year flew by.
Mm-hmm.
Like a year is not that long.
It really isn't.
This is a time to look back at the different podcast episodes and pick the ones that speak to you. I mean, we've got everything from leadership demands, community building, ton of stuff on finances and money relationships. I love the episode, Not Enough, to shut up that inner voice that's keeping you from doing the things you need to be doing to be successful. Maybe you'll write that book this year.
Oh, the dream. We'll see.
I never
start somewhere. Right.
Oh, and you know who reached out? We got to reach back out to her is Mel from the Human Design episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how she's doing. She just reached out to say hi and that she missed us.
Oh, I like her a lot.
Her. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And that kind of goes back to your strengths and weaknesses, right? Like you need to know what those are so that you can plan accordingly.
You need to know what those are and be honest about it. Like this, you can't be doing like a job interview questions. Really sit down, get a sheet of paper. Well, I don't know. This is how I love to solve a lot of my problems is getting the big post-it note paper and put it on the wall. I'm a big pro-con chart maker. But if you're really going to sit down and talk about your pros and your strengths and weaknesses, you need to be honest.
And because it also comes down to what do you like to do, right? So those are the things that you're going to lean towards. So of all the things that you need to do, it may not be that you suck at it. It just may not be something that you really enjoy doing.
Right. Because if you don't enjoy doing, you're going to keep, that's the stuff you're procrastinating.
Yeah. So it's got to get done. Who can do
get
it?
To somebody else. Yep. Build your team.
Yeah.
Build your network.
We talked about thinking ahead for marketing. That's another thing to be thinking about. While we're cozied up in our grandma's Afghan or at our mother's lake house, you know, having that plan of action ahead of time, you know,
right.
3-4 months before. So think of it this way. You're thinking ahead to the warm days, springtime, green things in the ground.
Right.
Those little tiny cute flowers. What are they? Crocuses or something that pop up?
Yep.
And like the March crocuses. And April.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a tricky time right now with social media. So maybe branch out and look at places that do similar business in other areas, because I think it's just good to get a really broad perspective and get some ideas and not, you know, it's just a lot going on internally. And I think just broadening that and looking like there's restaurants, you know, that we went to when I was down in Savannah that I loved. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to spend some time looking at what they're doing and just kind of not copying, but what's working for places, what's speaking to me.
Yeah, getting inspiration because you're not going to be able to replicate it exactly, but you're going to figure out what you like that they're doing and how you can make it work for your business. Teachers do it all the time, just so all you know.
They do.
Okay. It's completely okay. If we're putting it out there in the public eye, it's for everybody.
Right.
And we talked about, it's another great thing about email marketing, and we did an episode on that. I'm trying to stay off, as most of you know, if you listened to our last one-on-one, trying to stay off social media, right? But I'm doing the social media marketing, so I have to go in at least once a day because I'm doing, you know, the post for the day or whatever it may be. And as soon as you open it, you like forget what you were doing. That's just like in your face. And now you're reading and and I'm like, no, what am I here for? Like I came on here for something.
Right.
And then I have to like redirect myself. Right. And I do it first thing in the morning because it's the only time I have to do it because I don't like doing it. So I do it at the same time every day while I'm drinking my coffee. I don't like that I do it at that time of day, but I do it because it's done and I never have to think about it again the rest of the day. So it's like the worst thing over with first, you know, and it's such a, It can be so dragged down, exhausting, distracting nonsense that you get soaked up in no matter what your algorithm is these days. And with email marketing, you're not getting any of that. You're directly reaching your customers. You're not guessing. You know, it's not a throwing spaghetti at the wall scenario. It's not a fighting the algorithm. It's these people signed up and you're sending it to them. Right. So what do you want those people to know? How are you going to talk to those people who want to hear from you?
Excellent point. I need to go back and listen to that episode too.
Yeah. It just keeps me off social more, which is important to me right now, personally.
Agreed. That's a lot. It's not good for us.
No, it's so bad for everybody. I saw a meme a while ago and it said something like, tell your kids if they were watching a movie and the 14-year-old main character sat in their room all day scrolling on Instagram, would it be a very good movie? Obviously.
Oh, I like that. Right?
So be the main character in your movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're the main character, but the characters of our business. So we can't really afford to be distracted.
Right.
You know, the small amount of downtime in our brains that we have as business owners does not need to be taken up with that.
No.
And I think I always approached it as that was like my relaxation or like my getaway. But then I started thinking about the way phones work. Like I tell my kids, like, just watch TV. And they're like, well, it's still a screen. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not the same. Because social media and the internet and phones are now made to make you addicted. The way they use color, the way things move, like they have studied every single thing about us, where TV is a little bit more difficult to do that.
Right.
You know, I'm like, at least TV, like,
you can watch it. Listening to you and putting up every ad that you just had a private conversation.
It's true. It might be. But I feel like it's not so brain science focused. And so it's a little less scary.
Right.
You know, so we're pretending like we're relaxing by scrolling and watching reels when really it's taking up more mental energy than what we were doing prior to relaxing.
I used to do it. Well, that was the only time I would do it was right before I go to bed, like when I was getting tired. And I'm like, this is now I'm an hour into this. This is not how I should be spending my time. And now I'm all worked up. Or I got some really good ideas and now I'm always the only thinking about that. I'm like, how about a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Just a cup of tea and a bath.
Put it down, which is hard to do. I mean, I'm not great at it. I'm working on it.
Right.
And I just try to think about it as quitting smoking. Like when I quit smoking, I just kept reminding myself about all the chemicals they put into cigarettes to make you addicted. And it's the same thing with phones. So I have to like remind myself every time I go on, I'm like, they're tricking me. Remember, they're tricking you. Like you have to let go.
Right. We gotta let it go.
I love it.
We're getting sued for sure.
I know. I so want to like input the song throughout this episode, but then that'll really, really not help.
Yeah.
I don't think they own
paper rights. Yeah.
Do they own the words "let it go"? Can they do that?
I don't think so. No, I don't think that's trademarked.
Only when you sing it.
Yeah.
The cold never bothered me anyways.
It's fantastic.
So how else are you gonna Hugo without being on your phone and ordering online?
Like I said, I brought all of my equipment out so I can make hats. We've been coming up with some really fun different ways to write Marshall Street and different logos, making up really fun logos. We've been making them into hats, like trucker hats, which is just selling like crazy. So I'm working on that. And then for the union, I'm working on, cause, you know, we've got our ghost, Lavinia. She's one of our main matriarch ghosts. So we're working on like her little kitchen series. So I've got oven mitts and things like that. So I'm just going to like focus on some of that stuff because there's only limited stuff that I can do. Like I have to finish up taxes and get stuff done for that. So there is some work that I have to do. I am going to focus on email marketing. I'm going to work on this podcast and get it uploaded to YouTube. So those are my big chores. But for my downtime, I'm just going to sit downstairs because then I can see the lake right there. And I'll be in my dad's workshop and I'll be making stuff and being creative. It'll be really fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
And remember to be still. I think that we're all really difficult at that. I think that a lot of us have some kind of possibly diagnosable things going on, which is why we get into this crazy life.
We've said that so many times. There is definitely some level of mental illness if you're to be a business owner. Well, we're here for each other. So that's good.
And we're here for all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You got questions? You want to reach out? You want to ask? You want us to help you with something? You want to ask for somebody that we can recommend to help you with something?
Yeah. Want to be a guest?
Yes.
Want to be a sponsor?
Yeah. Get in front of those business owners, even as a guest or a sponsor, really.
Mm. Right. I think there's some cool things coming up this year. It would be great to get some people on and sharing what they're doing this year.
It's going to be amazing. In 2026, we're going to turn that storm into a snow globe.
Mm-hmm. With Lucky Charms flying all around.
Lucky Charms everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So take this time, Huga.
Mm-hmm.
Cozy up.
Focus.
But then we also know that you can't be still. So when you're not still, be focused.
Mm-hmm. Declutter. Restore. Let it go.
Make sure you follow us at Bossy Rock. BossyRoc and at Bossy Rochester. Our email is bossyrock@gmail.com. Reach out. Let's get you on the show, answer your questions, do whatever you may need. And our website is bossyrock.com. Be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss.
Be the boss.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Don. Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? We have what you need at the Union Tavern Restaurant and Event Space in Seabreeze.
Whether you're planning a large celebration for up to 120 guests or need a cozy, intimate space, we've got you covered. Check out the Brad Street, our hidden gem speakeasy, perfect for gatherings of up to 20 people.
With reasonable pricing, an exciting and inclusive menu, and no reservation fees for weekday groups, the Union Tavern makes hosting your event easy and affordable.
Celebrate in style right here at the Union Tavern.
Book today at the Union Tavern Seabreeze.com.
Selena's Mexican Restaurant, we are proud to be Rochester's favorite place for all of life's celebrations. Family owned and operated since 1998, we believe that great food brings people together. From fun Mexican-inspired dishes and delicious handcrafted margaritas to our monthly tequila classes, we love creating experiences you'll remember. With private event options, corporate team building, and 24/7 catering, we've got you covered no matter what life throws your way. Visit us at salinas.com, salenas.com.
On Getting Real with Bossy, we celebrate the courage, grit, and brilliance of business owners without pretending the journey is flawless.
These are bold, energizing, and unfiltered conversations about the wins, lessons, and the moments that shape us.
We are honest, uplifting, and full of the kind of connection every entrepreneur deserves.
If you're ready for real talk that fuels you, subscribe to Getting Real with Bossy.
Be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss and subscribe.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network.